This Get Made. Hey everybody, this is a mini episode of How Did This Get Made, a very special mini episode because we have the cast of Best Friends Forever in studio right here, right now, with Jason and June, Jessica Sinclair and Lennon Parham. They're going to be talking to us about their brand new show. They're our guests next week as we talk about one of the worst movies I think we've ever done on the podcast. It's Eddie Murphy, it's Outer Space, Club Music, and Robot Randy Quaid. Pluto Nash, I beg you, don't watch it. But here, if you have to hear something, listen to this trailer.
239,000 miles from Earth, in the blackness of space, there is a giant rock called the Moon. And in the year 2087, its future will be in the hands of one man. Eddie Murphy is...
Pluto Nash?
Pluto?
Pluto Nash?
It is a pleasure to meet me.
Come on, let's play. The battle between pretty evil...
Let's get it right this time.
...and pretty good...
Oh, yeah, look at that. Look at me.
...begins...
Well, we were thinking a little more, bubblage.
Hey!
Oh, yeah.
Eddie Murphy.
A pleasure to meet you, Pluto.
You married twins, huh?
No, they're not twins. I met the perfect woman, and then I had a clone.
Which one's which?
Who cares?
The Adventures of Pluto Nash.
Whoa! Whoa!
Why don't you take these Hillarys? We appreciate you helping us out.
I'm not lying when I say this movie is incomprehensible. All right, so we are, next week, we'll be joined by the stars of the brand new NBC show, Best Friends Forever, and we have them here in studio now to talk about their new show. Please welcome Jessica Sinclair and Lennon Parham.
Hello. How are you? Oh,
hi. Hey.
So I'm here with Jason and June. This is a new thing for our mini episode. We have like an interview
part. This is a full mini.
A full mini. So your show is premiering April 4th, and I believe that this is in tandem with that. So we're going to have like the right week launch, and you can watch your show
online.
Full episode.
Full episode. It's free, too. You can download it.
Where at?
Oh, for some reason, and we don't know why, it's on iTunes. It's on iTunes, Lena?
It is.
And Hulu as well. But for some reason, NBC took it upon themselves to entitle our pilot episode, You Got Served. And we don't know why.
What? They didn't tell you?
It's only on iTunes. It's called
You Got
Served.
It doesn't have anything to do with the episode. Divorce
Who's
papers.
Who's serving? Oh, I got
Ding
served.
Dong.
Divorce papers.
Hello.
Spoiler alert.
Anyway, but we were like, what is this? But anyway, so
and
yeah,
that's
you got
YA,
served.
You got served.
You got
served. No, it's not YA.
It isn't. It should be, though.
You should call them furious and be like, you fucking asshole screwed up. It's You Got Served.
You got served.
How you ruined the episode now by calling it You Got Served.
Yes, but we're very proud of it. It stars Luca Jones, who is from the UCB as well.
Fantastic.
And
awesome.
Steven Schneider, who is a dish. He's a dish best
dish.
Served cold.
All right.
And I don't know.
You're married. Wait, he's a dish best served cold like revenge?
Like yeah. Revenge. And then this adorable girl, Deja Owens, who's 8 years old, going on 45. She's amazing. And
ooh,
one
that,
of the
does
best,
she have a disease?
One of yes, she's like
eight?
Got the Benjamin Button.
Eight going on to 45.
What is it like working with an 8 year old? Is that like an interesting thing? Does she have tutors on set and stuff?
She
does.
Is the literally the best always, improviser I have ever worked with.
Hang
she
on.
Recognized, including you, Jason, and she recognizes when a scene does not have a button, and she gives us one.
nice.
And she nails it. She really is phenomenal.
Now, a lot of people are saying that it looks like that it's good. The show is going to slowly become about her.
Yeah, well, it's...
And that you guys are going to be marginalized.
Quinetta's World.
It's going to be called it's going to be
world.
Called Quinetta and that cold dish Steven.
You're going to have a spinoff in the fifth episode already.
Yeah.
How many spinoffs would you like to have the show?
Yeah, at least 17.
At the end of season one, every character gets their own show, right?
Yeah, now and every character dies. Just like that horror... What is that show that I can't watch?
One?
The Killing?
American Horror Story?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Everyone dies. It's just like that.
Spoiler
so,
alert.
Wow.
Spoiler alert.
And Fred Savage directed all the episodes, right?
Oh, my God.
He did.
He is the most phenomenal director in the world. He is really amazing.
What? Because obviously we all performed together for many years, but what is the biggest, like, working on a show? Like, this is your show, NBC Network. Like,
and you wrote it.
And we wrote it. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What has been, like, the craziest thing? Like, I mean, because you have to, like, I imagine there's a lot of people you have to, like, show things to and do mm-hmm. things with. Is that, like...
You know, it's been... Weirdly enough, we've been left alone to do whatever we wanted. Yeah. And one of my favorite moments is when, in one episode, we go to a foam party. And we cast Paul Rust to play Luca's character's nemesis. And we put him in a murder ball wheelchair. And we had him wheel himself through a mountain of foam. And at one moment, apparently, the foam entered his lungs.
Oh, no.
And he said he didn't think he was going to make it. Oh, but he wasn't.
He has the first light of the scene. So he's coming through the foam.
Which is, hey, coughing. Ladies, enjoying DAT foam. D-A-T foam.
He changed that. He changed that to DAT on his own.
The name of that episode, I'm pretty sure, is called DAT foam.
Probably.
Whatever happened to DAT foam? The comedian who won season one of...
Was he Filipino?
Still selling out
dead foam.
Dead foam. At any rate, he said that he wasn't going to stop the take, that he would have rather died because he just knew it was going to be funny. And then two women in American flag bikinis had to scoop the foam out of his mouth to get him to able to speak.
And then he said the words, thank you, babies.
Thank you, my babies.
Thank you, Kyle. Who was just a random extra.
So it's amazing to me that people have given us money to throw foam parties.
This is amazing.
Why is a man in a
you'll have to tune in.
That's episode six.
Oh my gosh, you'll have to tune in.
We had the best time, honestly, of our lives. On a real tip,
hearing people say, and I know you've had this experience, hearing people that you, like, crazy respect, say your words and make them better and say funnier. Them with the exact same rhythm that, say, you improvise them with.
Is the most
is
awesome.
So satisfying.
Well, Lennon plays most of the men when we improvise. Mm-hmm. And so when we would cast, you know, when we have, like, a guy come in and play, like an old school fireman that Lennon had improvised in, like, our living room and see him do it and have it come to life, it's the most awesome experience ever. That's funny. I'm like,
yeah. When you have scenes with men in the show that are, like, your love interest,
mm-hmm.
and you have begun those scenes improvising with Lennon as those men, do you feel like you're kissing Lennon, and does that excite you?
Well, first of all, I do she have a kiss with Lennon in episode six. Same foam party episode. I kiss Lennon. Lennon has the softest lips.
She wouldn't shut up about how soft my lips were.
Listen to
and
me.
And I said, back
I
off,
have
bitch.
Never kissed a woman. Lennon's lips are so soft.
I don't know what happened to you in college.
I melted into her. You know, I mean,
Lennon,
it was amazing.
I melted into her?
And Lennon, what did you say to me?
I said, don't fall in love with me. It's too dangerous.
But you two shared.
Lennon and I shared a kiss in one of the...
Guys.
I've kissed everybody in this room except for Jude.
Spoiler alert.
Do it now.
Lennon and I made out in a movie. Yes? And St. Clair and I made out in a TV show.
June and I have never made out.
Oh my God. We made out, but this
in my dreams.
But Paul and I really, like,
you guys
went for it.
You went for it.
We went for it in a bit that... was not that funny.
Was it worth it, guys?
We struggled through it.
We committed so hard. It was like our SNL audition.
Yeah.
Essentially.
And we did it at the
ESPYs.
In front
of 1,000 athletes.
By the way, 1,000 athletes who did not remember the event that we were parodying, which was the kissing couple in Canada.
Vancouver.
And it was tough. And then we had to
go out and do it again.
We had to do it twice.
Oh, my God.
So after the first time when we knew that people were not behind the bit and did not like us, we were brought out.
We did get a laugh on that second.
Yes, we did get a little
You guys
exciting.
Sold the shit out of that
you
bit.
Did.
Let's
you
say
committed.
That.
You
I was also in a
bit.
I've never seen more negative Twitter reaction so quickly.
Really?
To a bit. It wasn't.
No, that's because that nobody understood that reference.
Yeah.
That is the only reason why you guys sold it. It was just that it got no...
I found it charming. I found it winning. I thought Lennon's legs looked a mile long in that mini skirt.
She's got legs that just go all the way.
They go all night.
Do you guys have any cool special guests that you guys got on the show? Anybody that
Oh, my God. We... J.K.
Simmons.
He was on NTSF, and he is the best.
Not only is he the best actor on the planet.
Yes.
And we got him to do some, I believe he did the Dougie, the dance move, the Dougie for us in that episode.
Did you teach him how to Dougie? Boom, nailed it.
Whoa, nice.
Wow, that felt good.
You're watching just Jessica and Lennon just stare at Jason.
Fucking nailed it!
Jason's away from the table.
This used to be my life. You know what I mean?
He is the best. J.K. Simmons
is the best.
And
Mimi Kennedy.
Oh, great.
Oh, wow.
Hopefully, I will be when I'm that age, like playing that kind of mom. She played Luca's mom.
And she played Dharma's mom on Dharma and Greg.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And she was in Midnight in Paris, too, right?
Oh,
she was
the mom in Midnight in Paris.
Mm-hmm. She's phenomenal. This guy, Kyle Mooney from the UCB, who's so funny. He
was on that Parks and Rec. He played the guy that was getting interviewed for Aziz's position.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was great. So anyway, it's so fun. Anybody from the UCB who came on, we just went nuts for.
And there's like six episodes, right?
Six episodes.
Now, when you guys were selling this pilot, there's a part that I auditioned for, which is the guy who read the stage directions. Like, did you ever... Yeah, did I never got caught. About that, I was reading
so
the stage directions.
My husband would like to know.
Oh, yeah,
God. We actually got.
Wait, are you guys married? Wait a second. I think this is the first time in the podcast that we have recognized that you two are married.
Oh, wow. Somebody asked me. Not the official listen podcast. To me. Somebody said, somebody who was interviewing us about the show brought up your podcast and said, now, how long have Jason and June been married? I said, excuse me. That's not true.
But how long have you guys been
married? So what's the sexual tension that's coming out?
No, there was a married couple who ran the show.
Well, they didn't think it was Paul. That's interesting.
That's interesting, you know.
Very interesting.
You that's, did it we try to get it out.
Now
there.
It's been outed. Get, yeah. Now it's out there, guys.
You had to blow it. You had to blow it for all of us. So it's Wednesday nights at 8:30. Preview or not previewed, but following the Betty White prank
off
show.
Off their rockers.
Do you have to do any
that's
press
a
with
great
Betty White?
Hour. We dreamed.
We wrote a bunch of promos, but she's real busy. She's on a book tour. She's shooting. A
I gotta say, I'm concerned. Bitch. I love her too. I'm she's concerned about the amount she's working.
Yes. She's overdoing.
She's
it.
Burning the candle
what?
At both
she's
ends.
90?
She's 90 years old. 90. We all want to see her. But
do you think
seriously,
Betty? Do you think like, Betty White at a certain point just goes? If I stop, maybe I will die. Like, you know, now it's like the it's wheels the are like, she's like, I gotta keep
oh
on going
God.
Because work that's
maybe
keeping her alive.
Yeah,
maybe.
I feel like, I mean,
and
she's
guys,
doing great
she
work.
She hasn't looked like she's aged at all since the Golden Girls. That's what's amazing to me.
She is doing a naked scene in a movie coming
no.
up. A hardcore sex naked scene.
With you.
Full penetration.
It's the same guy who did Brown Bunny, right?
Yep, it's Vincent Gallo's new movie.
Not appropriate. Love that Vincent
but
Gallo.
I do love Vincent Gallo. Wouldn't it be amazing, though, if Betty White was just like, listen, I'm 90 years old, so I'm doing a prank show, I'm doing a sitcom.
And I'm going
I'm doing
full frontal.
I'm going totally nude.
Why not?
Like,
why not? At this point, if she did
seriously.
It, like, I would
that would
say
be amazing.
God bless.
Yeah. Hey, just doing
not,
some soft lighting.
Religion.
She's an inspiration.
Soft lighting. Soft lighting.
You know what? Leave your faith
you
out. Leave
it
your
up.
Faith
you
out
gotta
of this,
give
June.
It up every single day. You gotta give
hey,
it up.
Hey, June. Hey, June. You know what?
Stop pushing your religious
hey,
agenda.
Hey,
this
June
show.
Is the name of the American Idol contestant.
Hey, June.
What?
Yeah. Hey, June. What do you mean?
There's an American Idol contestant.
Her first name is Hey?
It's a man. And he has a very thick accent.
From?
But he's got a beautiful voice. He's American. It's American
Idol. What do you mean he's got a thick accent?
It's an Asian accent.
Chinese.
Oh, no.
Hey, June.
Oh,
well, there
boy,
was one
boy.
Time my father...
It, is this a bit?
I had a...
No!
Real
no, it's
lemon.
Not.
This,
I feel scared
no,
again.
No, I know,
and this week,
I know how he
sing?
Spells it. Well, my dad... I had a college roommate named Bebe June.
I'm sorry,
dad,
what now?
Bebe June.
What are you talking
my dad
about?
Used to call this me Baby June.
Wait a second.
So what...
You had a college roommate whose name was Bebe June?
Yes.
This isn't the one who dressed up in
your clothes. Is that a French woman?
No, a different one.
This is the name of like a webcam check girl.
Yeah, she's Chinese.
Guys.
And she... She was off the boat, spoke, I think, is it Mandarin or Cantonese that most people don't speak? Like, I think it's
I don't understand
Mandarin.
Their pretend language.
Most people don't speak.
So my dad would call every single morning at 8:30 in the morning, and he calls me Baby June.
Oh, no.
So she moves in. I hear the phone ring. I hear the phone ring. She picks it up, and I hear, this is Baby June.
This is like a plot.
This is like
baby
a scene from Pluto Nash.
I was going to say, this is an
episode. This is Baby June.
This is
great.
Wait,
what's going on?
Wait a second.
On?
Wait a second. So wait, the part of this story that is fascinating to me is that no matter who picks up the phone, your dad would ask for Baby June.
Yes. So because my dad would call every single morning and say, it's a thick Bronx accent, and say, is Baby June there? Oh, is Baby June there? And so I can hear my dad on the other end saying,
oh my God.
This isn't Baby June. Can you put Baby June on? Oh.
Was this before or after someone asked you to be part of a cult your freshman year?
This is after.
Somebody invited June to coffee, said she had beautiful blue eyes, and then left a message and said, can you bring your Bible?
Do you remember the, Jessica Claire and I went to college together?
That's Christianity.
Yeah. And the futon store, that was a cult?
God blessed
seven times. What? That was a cult?
The futon store used to invite you to a pizza party after the store closed, and it was a cult.
Why was I never
invited to that?
You weren't that cute. Come
on. It's true. I had Hugh Grant's haircut for four weddings and a funeral.
And pleated jeans.
That's real. Jokes in our pilot.
And mock turtlenecks. Like mock pleated.
Like and our burgundy J. Crew roll neck.
Like an ecru, J. Crew mock tee.
And I had a big beefy t-shirt that said whatever on it that I wore to my comedy improv audition.
Oh, which my gosh. You got into.
Got in.
I love it. Well, Best Friends Forever, Wednesday nights, 8:30. It's on now. So why
go to iTunes.
Yeah, not right the second, but it is on television.
But set your DVR, but I'm assuming watch it live. Right?
Yeah. Please watch it live.
And who's your enemy? Who's your enemy? Who's your competition? Who should people not be watching?
Who's on opposite us?
I don't know. 8:30 on Wednesday nights?
Yeah.
The middle.
The middle. Oh, forget that.
Screw the middle. Screw the middle.
Come on.
Purgatory.
Yeah.
But if you're a fan of like comedy, the UCB, Fred Savage.
Friendship.
The Wonder Years.
Who isn't?
Yeah.
Who isn't?
J.K. Simmons, Spider-Man, Woody Allen, and/or Dharma and Greg.
Endor, the moon,
Endor, where the Ewoks live.
Where the Ewoks live.
You need to watch this movie.
And the Ewok Village. You need to watch
it. In Ewok. If you like.
You guys are like, Ewoks play a pretty significant part in the show, right?
Yes. I take Wood as a lover.
Is that good?
Glenn, that was amazing. Do that again.
That was a really good Ewok.
She can't do the impressions when I put her on the spot. A yub, yub.
Oh my God.
Yup.
All right. Best Friends Forever, Wednesdays, 8:30, NBC. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. So look at that. Look at that. We're doing some interesting things with the mini episodes there. So watch their show and tune in next week to hear Jessica and Lennon talk about the worst movie I think ever made, The Adventures of Pluto Nash.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.